Then part 3. Part 3, track 3. Isaiah chapter 6. So we're studying the book of Ephesians. We started last year. We have quite some hours on it already. By now, I think we should have over 20 hours. So, we move. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. We have explained and explored this phrase. He said, what did he see? Is it that someone has to die for you to see God? No. He saw the Lord upon the throne. How that his kingdom does not end. Why? Because Uzziah was Isaiah's cousin. And so Isaiah, even though he's a prophet and a politician, he lived in the palace. He lived with the king. But the year that his cousin died, in the year that Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, how that his kingdom does not end. Amen. That is, it's only God's kingdom that doesn't come to an end. That's what he saw about the Lord. And he saw, and I explained that I saw his glory. He explained that as the seraphims, that had six wings and all of that. And one cried to the other, verse 3, holy, 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 he is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. But upon that scene of the Lord, upon that sight, what happened in verse 8 is that I also now heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Amen. Here am I, send me. So we took our teaching from here and we said, that means God will always speak to men through men. God is about to send someone to Israel, and he's saying, who shall I send? So, God's omnipotency is in man. God's ability to do things, get things done, talk to men, reveal his plan and purpose for their lives, is seen in men. So if you don't know how to actually listen to people, to men of God, then you might not know how to listen to God. God will always talk through man. He was going to go to Paul after the Acts 8 experience, or the Acts 9, pardon me. And he had to send Ananias. He was going to reach out to Cornelius in Acts 10. And he sent Peter. You cannot fulfill God's plan outside a man. And so, if you are a smart person, what you ought to learn is how to recognize when God is talking to a man. And that's what you learn in the local assembly. What you learn is you sharpen your sensitivity to the voice of God. So God speaks through men, his prophet. They may seem like ordinary people, and yes they are, amen? Ordinary people who God has decided to use. And the funny thing is we don't get to determine what God uses for us. If only we could call the shots. If only we could say, this is who you are going to use for me, Lord. That would probably have made sense. But we don't get to determine. Imagine, when Isaiah and God were settling this, here am I, send me. The entire Israel, they don't know about it. And yet, God is sending a man to them. So what is the precedence from here? It means that a man can write to the church on God's behalf. And so we started to establish the Pauline authority to write the book of Ephesians. And he would instruct in that book and say, God is the one that asked me to tell you this. So will he be in the position to say that? Why? Because God will always talk through his appointed men. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? That is, unless he's appointed. And he was talking about God and his prophet, not boyfriend and girlfriend. Alright. Or husband and wife. He was talking about God and his prophet, and he says, Amos is the one saying that, two cannot walk together to talk to you unless he has been appointed of God. So you must learn to listen. Say, I'm someone who listens. Alright. It's not a confession. You have to. Alright. So God sent Paul to Ephesus. We already see in his mandate in Acts 26 verse 18 how that Jesus told him, I have given you the commission to the Gentiles to bring light to their darkness, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. So God sent Paul to Ephesus. We have explored the entire historical context around the book. Right? Remember Diana? Huh? Remember Demetrius? Huh? Alright. So, we've explored a whole lot of context, historically, literature-wise, around the book of Ephesians. And so you do well to listen if you're just listening to me. Alright? So we said Paul left Ephesus 56 AD and wrote to them 4 years later, about 60-61 AD. He left amidst chaos. He left amidst trouble. In fact, they wanted to kill him. A lot of things happened. And he never actually got the opportunity to return there. Interesting. Then he writes to them, Ephesians, the one, just one. So you ready for the word? Eh? Alright. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Is that Amos 3:3? Eh? You get me this? That's Amos 3:3. By the will of God, that is, God is the one that chooses his prophets. So someone cannot rise up today and say he wants to write. That should be God speaks through men. I want to write the book of Lagosians. And you must add it to the Bible. Nah. You are some centuries late. Hallelujah. Alright. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints, which are Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ, or in Christ Jesus. To the saints. So he calls the entire church saints. Again, we explained the context around the saintly appellation of the believer. And we said, every man in Christ is a saint. Yes or yes? Alright. Saints, not because of what he has done, but because of what Christ has done in his sacrifice. So he says, who you are is a saint. To the saints that are Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So it goes who you are and what you do. And don't forget, earlier on in this series, I taught you that Ephesians will be in two folds. Who you are in Christ, eh? And what you do in Christ. Abby? Come on. I marvel that you are so, why have you forgotten? Who you are in Christ and what you can do because you are in Christ. That is Ephesians. That's the summary. So you find almost the first part of the teaching of the letter. You start talking about blessedness, start talking about where you are seated in Christ, start talking about what Christ has done, you are filled with his glory, all of that. That is who you are, saints. The recipient of the finished work of Christ. Then he says, to the faithful, that's your own part. That's your own part to fulfill. To the faithful, faithfulness will be both in salvation, that is, you are full of faith, and in your daily walk. To the faithful. So he says, I'm writing by the will of God to the saints. You did nothing to be a saint. You just have to believe the gospel. But to be faithful is not a confession. Amen. There's the faithfulness that comes with believing the gospel. So everyone who has believed the gospel is called faithful. Why? Because they had faith in God's faithfulness. We have explained that in Galatians. So everyone who has believed the gospel is faithful. But you see, faithfulness now transcends beyond that and now goes into what you also do in your daily walk. Things. You're seated there. That's strange. So, faithfulness is not just who you are in Christ, it's also what you do. Faithfulness. We explain that in the fruit of the Spirit as what? Huh? Say it. No. I need to faith in faithfulness. So. Huh? The ability to stick. Fidelity. In Galatians 5. Faith in faithfulness. So, when we explain the fruit of the Spirit, we explain faithfulness, because the fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. And that's the ability to be faithful to something, to be fidel, to be committed.
So, all right. So, yeah. Fidelity, ability to stay, is part of our Christian living. It's part of our Christian walk. The ability to stay, the ability to stick to what you said you were going to do. And you know what? There is actually no other way to know that you are sticking. Opposition. There's actually no way. The only way you know that you're faithful is when contrary winds arise. When something not expecting happens, then when you now say, no, I'm sticking with God's word. That is when you say you are faithful. So, it's in the face of seemingly difficult or different situations, when the flesh calls in, that's when we express faithfulness. Not in worship. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anyone. We have someone like that. He used to cry. I was on campus. She. Anything. If you like, just sing A, B, C, D, E, F, G. As long as it's in church, she'll be rolling on the floor. A, B, C, D. That's all good. I love you. You are the love of my life. And you're crying and you're rolling and you're doing, oh, shut up, blah, blah, blah. It's okay. When contrary winds blow, you now express that faithfulness. Man, it's easy to cry in a worship service. Are you actually faithful to the word? Hallelujah. So it's when contrary winds blow that we learn to now walk in the word. Be faithful. That's always how you say be faithful. Say sis. Bro. Bro. You know, there's sis. There's sister. There's sister. Hope it's not a sister that is beside you. Amen. You know sister. You know sis. You know sister. When you say sister. Sister is the highest level. My friends can be very, very naughty. They did it. He said, there's brethren. Somebody call someone brethren. Those ones are angry. Said, there's bread. What's that? The sound? There's bread. Amen. There's not bread. Alright. So say, brother, be faithful. What time call you brother? Alright. Alright. So, be faithful. That's what God expects from his saints. So Paul goes to the saints and the faithful. Corinthians 6 verse 1. Paul says, it is expected of a steward that a man be found faithful. That is, because we are steward of the grace of God, we ought to be found faithful. Faithfulness means you don't change with the weather. Autumn, spring, Amatan, anyone, you don't change with the weather. You don't change. We can be sure that you are standing, that you are still full of fire. Be faithful. Faithfulness to the Great Commission. You know, it's the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion. Amen. Amen. I remember Bro Billy Akoni saying that some years ago. It's the Great Commission, not suddenly this year, a whole lot of his words are coming back to me. I just noticed I've mentioned him like 4 times now. Alright? Yes. To the Great Commission. So, to the saints and to the faithful. See, I'm faithful. So Ephesians 1. Grace be to you, verse 2. And peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So Paul says we are blessed. And the blessedness he's talking about is not money. The blessedness he's talking about is not comfort, is not luxury. He mentions the blessedness in verse 4 to verse 8, 9. He said, he has chosen us. That is the blessedness of God. He has predestinated us to be holy and without blame. He has chosen us to be holy and without blame. He has predestinated us to the adoption of sons in Christ. If you don't see that as a blessing enough, something is wrong with your faith. The gospel of materialism, which is no gospel, is the one that teaches that, oh, God only bless us with material things. No. In fact, there is no material possession that goes above forgiveness of sin, verse 7, in whom we have forgiveness of sin, redemption through his blood. That is the blessing of God.
Recently, I was reading a political post, and that a particular political party hired bishops. And I don't know if it's true or not. I think I'm not going to say it on this platform. But they said they hired political, and his reason for saying, now, I'm not saying they hired, I'm not saying they know hired. But his reason for saying that they were not bishops, he said they came on Okada. Should have said something else. So what were you thinking? The moment someone is a bishop, there's an automatic car from heaven. Rolls Royce. You like that, right? Some of you have been bishops since. I confer upon my head, Bishop Olwey Edeji of the diocese. Why would you think that because someone came with Okada, he is not called of God? That is the gospel of Matthew. It has eaten up a lot of Pentecostal heads. Go to the northern part of the country, and you will see that a whole lot of pastors don't have luxurious lifestyles like we do here. Of course, because they don't, they say, so, who is the, they will only sow plantain and give to you. They will give you plantain. Pastor, that one cannot bring blessing. Go and sit down. Yeah, they don't have money. They will give cassava, onions, and basket of tomato. Man of God, do you collect or you not collect? Hallelujah. So it is very wrong to judge ministry because of mode of transportation. It is a stupid judgment. And so, don't see this blessing. He said he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. It's called the blessing spiritual. It says spiritual means it is not physical. Let's start with common English. Spiritual means it is not what eyes can see. Spiritual is the word pneumaticos of the spirit. P-N-E-U-M-A-T-I-K-O-S. Pneumaticos. Pneuma, spirit, ticos, pertaining to. Of and pertaining to the spirit. So these blessings are of and pertaining to the spirit. And he calls those blessings, he said, he has chosen us in him. Verse 5. He has predestinated us in him. Verse 6. He has accepted us. Verse 7. We have redemption in his blood, or through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Verse 8. He has abounded towards in all what? Well, wisdom and prudence. Verse 9. He has made known unto us the mystery of his will. Verse 13. In whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. After you have believed, you are now what? Sealed with what? The spirit of promise. That is the blessing. The Holy Ghost in the life of a man. Somewhat more than gold. Amen. You know that song? Somewhat more than gold. Somewhat more than gold. The spirit of the Lord in the light of man. Is it life or art? In the life of a man is somewhat more than. Let's sing it together. One, two, go. Somewhat more than. Somewhat than gold. The spirit of love in the life of a man. That's what everybody's singing. Somewhat more than gold. Somewhat more than gold. The spirit of God in the life of a man. Do you believe that? It's more than gold. The spirit within is the blessing of God. So we are blessed. Amen. So our blessings in Christ, he has given us himself. So we looked at that in chapter 1. In chapter 2, we looked at how the fact that we are saved by grace through faith. Chapter 2, verse 8. We are saved by grace through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So Paul still is exploring the themes of your saint, of your saintly calling. And he says, you are saved by grace. Not because of anything you did. God saved you and you have to believe. We explored all of this. Chapter 3, chapter 4, where you talk about the ministry gifts. Then chapter 5, and that's where we are, verse 8. Because I want us to have a Holy Ghost meeting this morning. So chapter 5, verse 8. Is that where we stopped? Huh? Alright, I know we have gotten to verse 20. I'll start from verse 8 again.
For you are sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Sometimes ago you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Say, I'm light in the Lord. Now walk as children of the light. So the Bible is already giving us one of the best counsels you can ever receive. Stop looking for advice everywhere. He already told you what to do. Walk as children of the light. What did I say? The word children, there's the word technon. E-K-N-O-N. T-E-K-N-O-N. As produced in the light. As birthed in the light. Walk as someone that was produced in the light. So the Bible already gives us that counsel. Walk as someone who was birthed in the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, verse 9. And righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove them. The word reprove, I told you last time, is to rebuke them. But see what he said in verse 11. Have no fellowship. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness. The Bible already tells you the end. No matter how luxurious, how pleasing to the eye it looks, yes, it will end up being unfruitful. You already know the end. The work of darkness is unfruitful. Don't start to polish it up. Eventually, the end of it will be unfruitfulness. The end is known. Whatever is not done in the land of God, no matter how it looks now, it will end up being unfruitful for you. Have no fellowship with the work of darkness. Nobody has to tell you the work of darkness. I told you when we were looking at the fruit of the Spirit that the work of the flesh does not need an extra knowledge to discern. Amen. He said, I don't know whether lying is good. Are you sure? Pastor, I don't know, adultery and fornication. I want to be sure. What's the Greek word for it? What's the Greek word for fornication? How many times is it used in the New Greek? Really? So after you now know that oh, it's the work of darkness. I lie in it because you unfruitful. Unfruitful in the flesh, unfruitful in the spirit. Have no fellowship. The word union, koinonia, have nothing to do with the work of darkness. It is unfruitful to you. Have no fellowship with the work of darkness. But rather, rebuke it. Rebuke it. How do you rebuke it? You rebuke by walking in the light. You already told him verse 8, walk in the light. So how do I rebuke the work of darkness? I walk in the light. I do God's word. I go God's way. I follow God's plan. I have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather rebuke it. Verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved. Now, two different words. The word reproved, the second one now means all things are exposed, are made manifest, are the one you 2 Timothy 3:16 now for reproof. Now, all things are well established. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. That is, all things that are established are made manifest by the light. But whatsoever things not made manifest by the light, wherefore is it? Awake you that sleep and arise from the dead and Christ shall give you light. Amen. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness. Have no fellowship with it. Stop giving excuses to walk in the dark. There is no excuse you have that thousands around and millions around the world don't have the same. Amen. There is none. Oh, Pastor, the reason was that it's not like I wanted to do the fornication. I was pushed. Who pushed you? Okay, I'm going to be talking this morning and you listen well. Who pushed you? Who are they not pushing around the world? Are you the only one in the entire world that they are pushing? Yeah, it's because I've been single for long. Body is not firewood. What is it? Dust. Are you the only single person in the world? Are you the only single 28-year-old? Are you the only single 27? Are you the only single 30-year-old? In the entire world, you are the only one left. Stop giving excuses. What you are doing is, I told you some years ago, I think it was 2018. I said, when you give excuse to walk in darkness. When you give excuse to walk in darkness, what you have just done is strengthen yourself to do it again. Anytime you give an excuse not to do the right things, you have strengthened yourself to do it next time. You will do it again. Why were you late? What happened actually was... The next time, why were you late? Actually, it wasn't like the last time. What happened this time was a lie. You just break the rule. Bam! Pastor, you cannot believe. I can believe. And I was just coming. A mighty bird just landed on the road. Bang! And fire started. Oh God, go and write Jurassic World. don't be giving me lamba. Hallelujah. You are giving yourself an excuse to do it again. Some have become perpetual liars. No perpetual liar. Some people, they can't lie. Lie wala. Lie. Lying zumba. Only pyro. And it is suddenly sometimes, let me just say this. Sometimes not in the prayer. We'll break it. And it don't start by saying, outrightly saying, I want to be lying. Actually, it's someone that I know that lies well. I don't then. Like, even when he wants to say the truth, he's ready to say the truth though. After saying the truth, he will just end it. And that's how it just happened. If I didn't know anything about it. That lie must just be there. It's free from it. For saying something, if you know how it started, one, it's just there and there. That will just say someone this. They believe. So next time, you say it again, another thing, and they believe. He became a perpetual liar. Some people have become kleptomaniacs. You don't know what that means. I'm speaking English. They steal without, even when they have it at home, they will still steal it. It says mental disorder. Psychological, ironio, eshunio. Eshunio. My paramount psychological. You take something, you lie about it. You take another, you lie about it. You are strengthening yourself to do it again. And what you do is that you now open a room for the devil to walk in that aspect. When you start lying, you are telling the devil, this is what I want to start doing. And it's going to help you. But guess what? It is the unfruitful work of darkness. The end is known. It's unfruitful. You go about sleeping. I'm not condemning you. God's word is for consciousness. I'm not condemning you. I'm saying, walk in the light. Remember on campus then. I think I said this story when we were looking at the Ephesians. Oh, the lady like that. So she came to the hostel. I think she was doing follow up and all of that. And I was not telling her, someone, we just finished, I think it was Scrabble. I just finished playing Scrabble or something, or guitar. I said, we were together. So I told the person, I said, see decent lady. I cannot have said anything. Said, see decent lady. This is what our Christian sister should be like. Say, don't let our Christian sister be like this. He said, don't let your Christian sisters be like this. So what do you mean? By the time he was giving exploits, he said, Jesus Christ of London. What you have just done is not just affect yourself. You have also now allowed the work of the gospel to be unfruitful. See the person that is talking now. It's going to take him a lot to believe that a lady can teach the gospel and he's not sleeping around. To him. How to now start convincing that? No, everybody's like that. You go. Yeah. Forget that thing. Yeah, even your brothers. Don't mention. He says, should I mention him? Don't mention him. Abro, mention him. He gave one fellowship. Kamali edify one another again. You edify me, I look at you. That you are in Forbes list. Don't have fellowship. See, sometimes you are darkness, but now you are walking in the light. Amen. Regardless of what you've done, even if it's yesterday, gossip, malice, and such the work of the flesh, regardless, make up your mind to walk in the light. Make up your mind to walk in the light. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness. It is unprofitable for you. It is unfruitful for you. It's never going to get you anywhere. Temporary pleasure, temporary satisfaction, and you're not in the will of God. That's not you. Walk as someone that was birthed in the light. Amen. Verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, The word circumspectly there is the word akribos. A-K-R-I-B-O-S. A-K-R-I-B-O-S. It means diligently. You see it used in Matthew 2. So you just put one hand back in the Ephesians. We're going back there. You just want to see the usage. In Matthew 2. Circumspectly. Verse 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently. This is Herod. Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring the word again, that I may come and worship him also. Hero, glory, hero. He said, go and find Jesus. Go and find the young child for me. When you see him, come and tell me so I can worship him. But use the word diligently. That's the word acribal. Circumspectly. Diligently. The way you search for a child. The way you search for something you long after. The way you look for that exact thing. So when you use acribal, listen very well, you are not wondering. You are not pondering about. You are exact. Could he have just said any child and bring just any young child to Herod? No. There's a young child he's looking for. Go and search circumspectly. Go and search for that child. So it's used for exact thing. You find in Luke 1:3 and Acts 18:25, where it said, Apollos taught diligently in the temple, knowing only the baptism of John. Acts 18:25. So it's used for precision, intentional. So go back to Ephesians 5, verse 15. Don't forget, verse 8 already told you, walk as children of the light. Verse 15 says, walk circumspectly. Walk intentionally. Walk intentionally. Walk exactly. Not as fools, but as wise. Not as fools, but as wise. Because it is possible to walk circumspectly, but as a fool. Are you listening to me? It is possible to walk circumspectly, but as a fool. So the issue is not that walking circumspectly. The issue is walking circumspectly as a wise man. Have you ever seen someone? I remember this. Something happened in my secondary school. I think I've said it before. And normally, in our exams, they ask you to answer question 1, and then you pick any other 3 or 4. Depends. If you went to my school, School of Science, you know what I'm saying. So, answer question 1, and any other 4, or any other 3. But this time around, the teacher now changes it. Then says, do not answer question 1 in the instruction. And he was saying it. Read the instruction. I've said this before. I've said this in the teaching before, yeah. Then he wrote in the instruction, do not answer question 1. And any answer any other 3. As usual, people start answering question 1. People just fail, Lord. As we are seeing the result, I said, if you are in secondary school, you first start hearing rumors. The highest is 52. I said 52 over 100. I know I cannot be the highest. Let's start. If that is 52, what will I now get? Jesus is my Nazareth. When you start hearing rumors, so you start according to 52, you already know the person that got the 52. If it's my own school, I already know the person that got the 52. They need to tell us. We are 600 in my set, but we know the person. If you say 91 is the highest, I'll go and tell him, congratulations, Taiwo. Taiwo, you are now, you got 91. I heard you got 91. He'll be saying, how are you sure I'm the one now? Is it me? Is it me that will get it? He's so playful. He's a medical doctor now. He's so playful. And he's so untidy. Someone's that untidy and still gave me health prefects. Because what will you give him? They could not give him a boy because he will come late. They were staying at the Jackman. They could not give him a sign boy. He will not even be available. That health God said. Because it was just too brilliant for them to ignore. So when they gave me a boy, we now start dressing well. I said, this is not you. This is us. Let them give us like this now. They will not give us. And so, there people answered questions. They answered it diligently. Was fools. When I was in 300 level, there was this, that they forced me to go. Faculty, I'd be departmental sports. That I ran. I did not see anything after the 100 meter again. Everywhere else became black. 100 meter. All I can know is that I took off. As at the middle, I said, I'm going to sit down. There's nothing. When we got like 30 meters, I said, I'm sitting down. People are already ahead of me. I was not the last, I was seventh. The eighth person, he fainted. But I just told myself, I said, no, faithfulness is what you did to the end. Even if I'll be the last, I'll get to the end. I got to the end though. And he almost ended me. Everything is just black. And then I just said, give pastor glucose. Give help me pastor glucose. Then you all people, I said, people that will do 4x4, you are not complete. 4x4 or 2x2. 2x4. This 1x1 I need. I like go back to Ruku. And I had time is in the evening. It was a Wednesday. I just had to go for Bible study. 4x4. You are not complete. It's not here yet. Traffic at Yaba. That traffic, you wait for it. It means our department, we all know ourselves. Let's wait for him. I'm not running shishi here yet. I didn't see anything. In the trip come like hi. Rapture. I just knew I was hearing voices. I said, God, I'm not actually, I don't want to go blind. But after that, so I didn't run, I didn't do anything again. I just went to sit down. I was walking. And there was this particular the 200 level. One guy, he had speed, but he drifted to another man's lane. And he took first on another man's lane. So when he announced first, they did not announce him. They just said, the first is the second. And no, everybody, so everybody, Then the person, it was Agbara. You know Agbara, Emmanuel. He said, you know Agbara, you ran on another person's lane. You walk circumspectly, but as a fool. So the issue sometimes is not walking. It's walking as a wise man. Walk circumspectly, not as fools. But as wise. The person is diligent, but is not diligent enough to pray. You are walking circumspectly. You are a diligent person naturally, but you are not diligent in prayer. You are not diligent in the preaching of the gospel. You are not diligent in walking in things of the spirit. You are not diligent in prophecy. You are not diligent with everything God asks you to do. You are not diligent with that one. But you see, you are a diligent person naturally. You are not walking circumspect as wise. Diligent enough to worry, but not diligent enough to give himself to God. Diligent, but as a fool. Diligent to give yourself to pleasures. You are quick. You are exact. You are intentional. There was one guy like that in school then. I told him, if you give half of the time you used to play this volleyball, you used to play at the back of the stairs. I tried to watch them. I was in block 3. Is it block 3 now? From block 3, I can see it. So, you see them. You'll be failing in class. So, he came to fellowship one day and he said, I should pray. He prayed for him that he still fail. I said, he failed. Should I tell you the truth? You will still fail the community. Every day. It is my room. I see you. And I say, as I'm cooking. As I'm polishing my shoe at the back room, as I'm anything, reading, so now we sit down at that place like that. I see, he's coming from class, he's dropping his bag, he's saying, I'm entering next, every blessed day. And he will be the last person to leave the court. And he say, you are failing. Who else should fail? You are diligent. You are intentional, you are purposeful, but in the wrong thing. If you take half of that diligence to your academics, I said you will be passing. This diligence that you're using to play this every day. Just say, out of the 3 hours I spend on that court to play a ball, I'm going to spend 1 hour every day reading. You're going to pass. But no. Say you are not walking as someone who is smart. This is not prayer. This is your walking like a fool. Walk. You see, all that diligence you use at work, take it to God's plan too. Let's see there. All that smartness, all that ingenuity, all that activeness, quick to do attitude, that you have at work, can we see even if it's 3/4 of it for the gospel? If we take the gospel and God's work the way we took our academics, it will be better off. You know the way you're about to fail. I don't know what I'm saying. I know that this course is very difficult. I remember there was one course like that, general surgery. I don't know who they are doing from surgery. About the incisions, laparotomy, thoracotomy, double cochas. Am I still trying? I'm still trying. I have to cram almost how many incisions? Very plenty. And the exam, I knew that this exam is in the hands of God. Is that God help me or I fail? That was the, I told you about that exam before. I finished writing the exam and I went straight to cancel. There's another paper in the afternoon. I said, is there a paper in the afternoon? This one. This one has crumbled me. I said, what's the answer to that number? Number what? I don't know the answer to any of them. But that's number 3. And number 1. And the result came out at 52. I said, glory to God. You are amazing, Lord. 52. Pass mark is 50. What else do I need? I even have extra 2 that I can give some. Hallelujah. The way I read for that exam, even that 52. I think the S in class was 60 something. No, 70. Yeah, sorry. I think it was 63 or 64. Yeah, 65. Okay. This one's a adios. Prophet, all these ones. Yeah, they compare. You say, oh, prophet, that you should have it. What could that mean? My son is already from A. I don't know. That is enough. Which A am I looking for? My son is A. My name is A. How many A's? Am I selfish? Take out the A, bro. That's the time. How did you choose? With prayer. Like, I have to go to the morning and say, God, Joshua, no, me, my name nobody had an A. That was a hashtag, no. What you say? Nobody had A. You had upper credit, I had lower credit. Nobody had A. Now, other courses I knew well, don't just looking at me like I'm a dollar, though. More dollar. Am I? I know book. That one was just another kind of book. It was too hard. if the way people are reading for that exam, them suddenly they used to stay in the library. They will go to the library 7 a.m. They'll be coming back. They'll be leaving the library 8 p.m. 9 p.m. Prophet is worse. He will stay in his room. He can stay in his room for 2 days. Go and cook spaghetti. Sit down. He wants short boxer like that. Remember? 2 days and he's reading. That's why I'm preaching the gospel. I don't know. No exam can stop that one. I have to do follow up. Imagine so tired from 7 o'clock to 8 p.m. If we took half of that time, or half of that diligence, and we put it for Jesus, our lives will count more. Walk circumspectly as a wise person. The kind of energy, the kind of vigor you give to your career, have you given it to the Lord? Nobody is asking you not to give it to your career. What we are asking is, are you also walking in the will of God that same way? The way you let go of a wedding because you have an exam. But once there's prayer, eating. So, I have to go for this wedding. But if you had an exam, when people say, oh, how are you not in church? It was raining now. Pastor, it was raining now. If you had an exam that morning, you would tell Jam, what's the name? The boy, Jeremy, is it the one that's there? It's not the one again. You see, I know his name. I met him one time. He promised me admission. So he failed me. If you hear this teaching, the students should hear, I don't care. He broke my heart. Let me keep Pastor Barbara again. So just I call this. If you can hear now, you know the person I met him through. He don't give me admission. You tell the boy during the day that it was raining. That's why you were not at your center. My first time, when I went to the center, as early as I was, there was one guy, he said he has been there since 2:05. What happened? Even in the later excuse me. And that question, I don't get appointed. 2:05 a.m. Is that the end of the vigilante? He said, the person that opened this gate, he lets me here. Then that same person, you'll be surprised. He goes late for services. He walks circumspectly, but as a fool. I'm not the one that said it. It's up. So sometimes you ask yourself, am I being foolish? Yes. Then you just ask yourself simple questions. We must be retrospective the way we live our lives. That means you look inside and you start questioning yourself. If you don't know how to ask yourself questions, you will fail in a lot of things. You come to church. They tell you, oh, this is where you sit. Please, can you sit there? Sit, please move forward. So I'm okay, yeah.
That's your daddy that owns this place.
I'm just okay, yeah. I just worship from this angle.
So what's your name, sir?
J.
And my best on J.
J.
How old are you? Sir, how old are you?
Ah. Well, I don't think that concerns you.
No, we are just taking first time, man. First time, man. We just want to know who invited you, sir.
No, our fellowship.
But if any person gets to the embassy or job interview, what's your name?
Uba Wike, Ogechi, Comfort, Blessing.
It's very nice, that is your name. I said, it's okay, we just need your first name and last name. He said, no, I have more. They gave me like 16. How old are you? Is it as at last minute or as at now? I'm 24 years, 103 days, 44 minutes, 3 seconds. You are diligent but as a fool. The only thing that does not entice you, the only thing that does not make you diligent is the things of God. You are being foolish. At work, if your boss says, I want to see everybody by 2. Everybody by 1:45. They're already seated here. They born you where? Have you seen work in Shell? Still sitting there. What do you think Oga wants to see? At this promotion. At this demotion. I heard from the HR that they want to sack people. God, let me not be there. Everybody seated. And then the Oga comes and say, I need you to help me with photocopy. How many, sir? 20. Alright, sir, on it. On it, straight away, sir. They are about to sack people. But your cell leader says, I need you to help us ask, how much is the microphone? No, just say, I forgot. You are diligent. The issue is not that you are not diligent. You are only diligent as a fool. And I hope someone is learning from some things this morning. Amen. Don't worry, we are not in retreat yet. I'll still take it in retreat. You know that one will not be on that level. I did it as a fool. Actually, with all the blessings that Paul said we have in Christ, he now says a Christian can still be foolish. That is serious. He already said in Ephesians 1:8, he has been made unto us wisdom. Then he says, but some people walk as fools.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So be diligent in doing God's will. Some believers are sharp. They are smart about every other thing apart from God. You have commonized what God is doing. And you wonder why you are walking in the dark. Tell someone beside you, don't be unwise. You didn't tell someone. I was looking at some of you. Tell someone, don't be unwise. So, what do you plan to be? Look at tell someone, say leader. Sir, this person has said it. Don't be unwise. Do you plan to be? Walk circumspectly. Verse 15, Ephesians 5. Not as fools, but as wise. Walk intentionally. Verse 16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. The word redeeming there is the word exagorazo. 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 To rescue from loss. To rescue from loss. Walk circumspectly. Not as fools but as wise. Redeeming the time. Rescuing from loss. The opportunity. Because the days are evil. Meaning that the way to escape evil days is to walk circumspectly in God's will. Verse 17 now says, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So how do I redeem time? How do I escape evil days? I understand what the will of the Lord is and I walk circumspectly in the same. Does that make sense? I understand what the will of the Lord is and I walk circumspectly in the same. Learn to train yourself to do the right things. I mean, just do the right things. Like, I'm going to just do the right thing. We have that teaching. Let God change you. Don't listen to it. Just doing the right thing. Let it be that if you do the wrong, if you are in the wrong, it's an oversight. It's a mistake. Not that you intentionally just ignore caution. Let me say this. We are in very, very serious times. Someone was showing me a particular video of a particular pastor, a popular one. And I said, what do you think about what you just said? And the pastor said, Jesus is coming anytime. I said, well, what do you want me to say about it? It's true. What am I saying? He's not coming. And it's soon. Redeem the time. The days are evil. That's what Paul said. I wonder what he must have seen.
said the days are evil. Walk in the understanding of God's will. As we are talking like this, some people already have what they want to do in their hearts.
This one that you're saying,
I shall know what I will do. May you not learn in very terrible ways.
Did you say amen?
It's possible to learn the lessons in very terrible ways. You will eventually learn the lesson. The same thing I've been saying. But,
Alright. Yeah, I didn't do incantation though. What I'm saying is, it will have gone
beyond what you can solve. Learn to just yield when God is talking to you. So, partner, it's possible to be wise when you don't understand God's will. So, how can I walk as the wise? I understand what the will of the Lord is. He uses the word Lord. Kurios in the Greek. K-U-R-I-O-S. K-U-R-I-O-S. Kurios. That is master. The one that has the supremacy. The one that has the authority. Don't forget, in the earlier part of his teaching, or his letter, he just used the word God. Blessed be God. In God, you have this. God has made unto us this. And all that. But as he started to go closer to and do, to what you should be doing, he started using the word Lord. Lord means someone who gives the order, the one who has the authority. That is who Jesus is to you. Jesus is Lord. He's not a slogan. It's a pledge of your life that I am going to obey you. It's a pledge of your right that you are saying, bless of my will, desire, I will do what he wants. I love that old hymn. I'll do bids me no matter the cost. I'll be a true soldier. I'll die at my post. I love you far better than in days of yore. You know the song? I'll do what he bids me no matter the cost. He says the Lord, no understanding what the will of the Lord is. So walking circumspectly as wise is not your own will. It is the will of the Lord. So ask yourself, what is God's will in this situation? What is God's will? Sometimes the road gets bumpy. What is God's will for my life now? Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. He calls the shots. He tells you what to do. Some believers are not ready for that. They want shared authority, equality. You know, you're in the world of equality. So Jesus doesn't call it. He calls some of the shots. When you are feeling good. You are feeling good, you go for prayer meetings and say, you see, what's your best song? Please don't say Burna Boy, please. What's your best song? Of church best song. You don't have any. That you sing of, the one I have been singing recently. You are good, you are kind, yeah. No, when you go to church, you are good, you are feeling good. So he's also good. You are kind. I have never seen your kind. I'm the voter. I'm devoted to your praise. I'm forever to your name. Then, there comes a day you're not feeling anything. It's like Jesus says, you're going to be fasting. And in your heart, you already say, bye-bye, you're gone. I'm not doing any fast. What's that, thing on Instagram? How will they know? They will never know. How will they know? They're not gonna know. If you come to your pastor and say you fasted, let's say, will I check your stomach? Will I eat jessamine? Ribena? Citrus flesh? I mean, citrus burst? Five alive? And yet you are killing yourself. Everybody's fasting. Yeah, all you guys eat on yourself. Now eat together. You are fasting. The person that asked you to fast, are you fasting for her or for him? Are you now seeing that it's stupid sometimes? Someone asked you to go and pray. Do you think if you went to pray, you are praying for me? I told someone something some years ago. I thought it's more than it should be about 10 years now. I said, there's no one that asked you to go and pray that hates you. Probably as you have heard that from me many times. Anyone that has to go and pray has intense love for you. When you now choose not to do it, you are the enemy of yourself. Oloriota. Remember that in workers' meeting, I told you, Oloriota, you remember that teaching? What teaching was that? Which one was it? Come and see. No. Seven go behind that. Okay. I trust Bumi. Bumi see it. It's that Bumi has said, seven go behind that. Go and write it. Says it on stones. Oloriota, you are the principality that is against you. The simple instructions you ought to keep, you just neglect intentionally. Then later you run, you start screaming, "Blue mother, what's happening to my life?" What will not happen to your life? Simple instructions. Don't go. Stay. Pray. Fast. Be patient. Don't worry. It's an instruction. The moment you neglect it to your own peril. Stand that it is the will of the Lord that counts, not yours. Amen. It is the will of the Lord that counts, not yours.
We don't have enough time for a believer's meeting again. But we're going to have a short one. See, I learned to walk in God's will. I'm always found there. Amen.
He is the Lord. No matter how luxurious darkness looks, choose God's will. That's being wise. No matter how fancy it looks to do that thing at that time, choose God's will. That's being wise. That's what you now expect. See, don't walk circumspectly as a fool. Quick to worry but slow to pray. Quick to apply for jobs and work but you are slow to preach the gospel. You are diligent in the wrong thing. Can we read verse 17 slowly together again? Wherefore? No, don't read to me. Read to yourself now. Read it, personalize it. Oh yeah? Are you hear me? Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Verse 18 now says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Don't be drunk with wine, wherein is in excess. Be filled with the Spirit. Let me say, it's not about wine. He's just telling you, don't choose natural over spiritual. Don't choose wine, choose the Spirit. Don't choose worry, choose prayer. Choose thanksgiving. Don't be drunk with wine. Don't be consumed with the natural things. Let God overwhelm you. Be not drunk with wine. Where is the nexus? But be filled with the Spirit. He tells you how to be filled with Spirit as I close. Verse 19. And we're going to have believers meeting. I'll set someone up now to champion it. Yopam. We're going to champion the believers meeting today. Is that clear? Understand what the will of God is. He said, don't be consumed with the natural. You know you have a lot of things you're facing in the job. Your career wise. Education. Our life, relationship. You have a lot of things you're thinking about. But don't be consumed with the natural. What should you do? Be filled. Be what? Be what? I can't hear you, church. Be what? Be filled with the Spirit. Tells you how to be filled with the Spirit. He said, speaking to one another. In what? In psalms. In hymns and in spiritual songs. When last did you sing a psalm? Not Pastor Sam, not Prophet Sam. When last did you sing a psalm? When last did you have a song by the Spirit? Let me say this. If you don't have it often, you are not full of the Spirit. Ah! You are not. Psalms should come almost every day. Not almost, every day. Sometimes, not articulated, if you know what I mean. They are not well put together. Yes, I was singing something like that. And I like the lyrics to this thing. So I wrote it down. I would not find melody for it. But it was a psalm. It just came naturally. Supernaturally. Amen? I can't remember it now. Because another one we have to, every day has its own psalm. Speak yourself. Not speaking to yourself in your head and say, when will everything be better like this now? And they ask us to come and pray. And they ask us to come and pray. Replace it with what? Psalms. Hymns. Spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart. Can we sing in the Spirit? Yes, where you are. Oh, you don't have to do it yet. Don't walk circumspectly as a fool. Zenemate, halebade, tabara, ine, basa. Ene, lele, moze, nabaila. Kedasuna de, asusha, ye, la, 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 bade, na de. Le, kotia, ya, ya, de, la, sabada, ya, da. Remondasha. Eli le maria o sanakaya sabala sabala ilayim. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now I have a song. I have a song. What I just did, I put a melody to it. The Spirit is my advantage. I will never walk to fail. I wasn't thinking about that before. Speak it to yourselves in Psalms. My walk will not fail. It leads me all the way. Speak it to yourself in Psalms. In spiritual songs. Sometimes a psalm does not have a melody. And that's why I put spiritual song. If I can write a psalm that comes in form of poetry, of writing, inspired writing, it's called psalm. Not all David's psalms were sung. Some were just read. There's this song that had this popular poetry. Is it Carrie Joe? If I had words to say, I don't have them. Actually, I went to the room and it was inspired. It was inspired in a reality. And then the guy put it together. That's a psalm. Doesn't have to be, if I have words to say, I don't have them. No, if I have words to say, I don't have them. You see, I don't know it. Who knows it well? It's very long, about 5 minutes. That's a psalm. Say, I have psalms. I'm not consumed with the natural. The Spirit of God is at work in me. I'm sensitive to the move of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is my spirit. So walk in that this morning, amen. Walk in psalms, in the spiritual songs. Don't forget an inspired utterance. But don't walk circumspectly as a fool. Walk as what? What do I mean? That means when we gather in groups, be diligent. That smartness you always exude in school. That smartness you exude at work. In your career. You have to bring it to the university. Some people are only smart in gossip. If it's gist now. 4-4. We should move. Pastor, we should talk 4-4. Oh yeah. Papa, who are you voting for? I'm ratified. I'm obedient. I'm articulate. I'm quantified. I've been voting here. Quantified. Yeah, PVC. That APC can you call? I don't know what kind of ticket that one. Whatever. They are smart to talk. If you read the latest financial report of the Forbes, that's another one. They're smart at all. But when it comes to things of the Spirit, say edify. Some people, they've never edified. Say, let's speak to one another. Let's edify one another. 5 minutes. That 5 minutes. They'll be speaking tongues throughout. You edify them. There was one sister like that. We have 30 minutes for believers meeting. 20 minutes ago, I have given you 3 bows. You know what I say? 3 bows. 3 bows of utterance. Like 5 minutes long. Sister, I define. And she was, I left her. I said, hey, let's join a group together. I joined group, I'm on me. How can I give and you? I came to be blessed. I am blessed. Let's vacuum the front of me. Amen. But you want not to tell me that sister doesn't talk. That she's not walking circumspectly in the will of God. Bring that quick to do attitude. Bring it to universal. Is that clear? That eager to do. That act that just wants to serve the Lord and understand what God is saying now. We have that this morning. Amen. Say, I can by the Spirit edify. I can by the Spirit have psalms, spiritual songs, hymns. I have a singing spirit this morning. There are psalms flowing through me this morning. Those psalms will comfort people. They will bless lives. And they will change mine too.